Are you ready, Flyer fans? It's the Anthony Grant Show.
And Dayton has won! Dayton has won!
All right, champion!
Nailed it! Nailed it! It's the shot clock!
Got it!
Presented by Bud Light and live from Frickers on Woodman Drive in Dayton. Tonight's show is brought to you by Bud Light. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Frickers. For over 30 years, it's been the home of fun, food, sports, and spirits. Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. And by Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student staff destination for Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. The Anthony Grant Show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now, here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, and welcome to Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits, and also your home of the Anthony Grant Show every Monday night, 7 to 8, here on the home of the Flyers. I am the aforementioned Larry Hanskin, joined by the coach of the Dayton Flyers, Anthony Grant. Dayton now 4-2 on this young basketball season, coming off what could only be described as a successful business trip. The battle for Atlantis down in the Bahamas, and since we last gathered here at Frickers 2 weeks ago, the Flyers with the home win over Fort Wayne, then going down to the Bahamas, beating a very good Butler team in game one, giving the number four team, the nation of Virginia, all they wanted in game two, and then falling to what I believe is another NCAA tournament team, Oklahoma, in losing down the stretch in that game. Coach, it's hard to have perspective at this point in time. But if you can just take a step back and look at the sum total of what happened last week on that trip, what's your overall thoughts?
Well, I think obviously, you know, our goal going into it as a team was we felt like we could compete and win, you know, against Butler, and our guys did a really good job in terms of executing the scouting report and doing what we needed to do to put ourselves in position to win. And then, you know, when you play against a team like Virginia, you know the history that they've had. I think Tony Bennett's done a great job with his team and, you know, a top five team in the country. You get a chance to measure yourself against the best. So I think, you know, the result of that game didn't necessarily end the way we wanted. When you're a competitor, you want to win. But at the same time, I feel like it gave us a boost of confidence in terms of, hey, the things that we've talked about, that we've tried to build in terms of the habits and the identity that we want to have as a team, that we're moving in the right direction. And obviously, you know, the Oklahoma game, they were obviously very good defensively. Our worst offensive performance of the tournament. We couldn't get shots to fall when we needed them to fall. And then give them credit, they made the plays down the stretch to win the game. But I felt like walking away from it, even though, you know, we ended up with a 1-2 record, I feel like we got better from the competition, and I think we learned a lot about ourselves. I think, you know, I told our guys after the game we needed to walk away from that with a level of confidence because of the way that we proved that we are capable of playing. Now it's up to us to try to build on that and try to take the lessons that we learned from it, the good and the bad, and just continue to get better, you know, and every game will bring a different challenge. But I think overall, the results weren't necessarily what, as a team, that we wanted, but I think our guys feel a level of confidence and trust that, hey, if we continue to improve, we got a chance to be a really, really good team.
Getting the opportunity to play three very good teams, and again, I reiterate, these three teams will be in the NCAA tournament in March. All three of them will be, no doubt in my mind. And so you play these three teams, so they're good caliber teams, but also different types of teams. I mean, a very skilled team in Butler, an incredible defensive team in Virginia, and then the pace and the physicality of Oklahoma. The fact that you got so many different types of looks, if you will, over that 3 days, how valuable is that?
It's really valuable. You know, now it's a matter to me. You know, I told one of my assistants that after watching film of everything, I felt like my head's going to explode because there's so much stuff that we were able to get away from that in a good way, from the standpoint of you know, we got a chance to see some things from an offensive standpoint that we did well, and then some things that, hey, if we can grow this area, we can be so much better. And then, You know, you mentioned going against Virginia's defense. I thought, you know, Butler's defense was really good, and we had success against them. And as you mentioned, Oklahoma style of play, the pace that they play at, it causes you, you know, to really have to be really good from an execution standpoint. But I thought defensively, Virginia doesn't get enough credit for how good they are offensively. And for us to go out and be able to guard their action on a one-day prep, I thought our guys did a really good job. And I feel like if we continue with the mindset, we can be a really good defensive team. And I said this from the beginning of the year. I feel like the biggest jump that we can make as a team and that we need to make as a program is on the defensive end. So I think there's some things that we were able to take away defensively in terms of the identity that we want to play with and the confidence that we need to have in terms of what we're doing and what we're trying to build. I think those things are what, you know, hopefully our guys will take from this tournament and be able to build on as we prepare for this week and the weeks that follow.
To accomplish anything, whether it's offensively or defensively, it requires buy-in. Do you feel like you've got buy-in from this group?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, from this summer, you know, I think and from, you know, our first show, the thing that's really impressed me about our team is that they really enjoy each other. You know, whether it's playing together on the court and competing or just hanging out, you know, and just spending time with each other. They are a close group, and that's something – you could tell from the first week of the summer that those guys really, they enjoy each other's company. They enjoy being around each other. They enjoy competing together. And, you know, they're able to sacrifice what we call the me for the we. So as long as we continue with that mindset, you know, I think we can continue to improve and get better.
All right. This is a Dayton Flyer team that has yet to see its full potential yet. It is a work in progress, but it's a work in progress that is on an upward take right now, certainly as the Flyers are getting ready to take on another challenge later this week in 15th-ranked Mississippi State on Friday night. We have a Bud Light mic available for the folks here at Frickers. Full house here tonight, folks. Thanks for coming out after your long Thanksgiving holiday. If you want to give us a call wherever you are in Flyer Nation, call us at 457-1290 as we will continue the Anthony Grant Show. And we are live at Frickers on Woodman Drive.
The Anthony Grant Show, live from Frickers on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the three big things you need to know. The top stories we're following this hour. Sydney cops arrest a Dayton man after he reportedly robs a CVS pharmacy of narcotics. The president isn't happy at all that General Motors plans to slash thousands of jobs. And a major scare in downtown Dayton today after a suspicious package is found near the RTA hub. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
We've got 50 boneless wings for you to carry out. And if gift cards are your pleasure, a friggin' bonus you will treasure at Frickers.
Your heart will grow three sizes larger when you buy a $25 Frickers gift card. You'll receive 5 bonus bucks free. Enjoy 50 boneless frickin' chicken wings for only $29.99. Carry out only. Merry Christmas from Frickers.
Merry friggin' boneless frickin'.
Did you know that in Dayton there is a financial and strategic advisory firm that provides both advice and execution for their clients? It's true, and they're in their second decade of serving the Miami Valley. They are MLA Companies, and you can find out more about them at mlacompanies.com or by calling 937-222-3622. Make sure to ask about their trademark value implementation process. MLA Companies. Financial wisdom. Transformative action. Trusted advisors.
Maytag and Logan Master Appliance will help you stand up to messes with a Maytag brand kitchen suite that's engineered to resist fingerprints, so stainless steel keeps looking stainless. The easy-to-clean, fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish keeps your kitchen looking as good on the outside as it works on the inside. See store for full details and qualified models. Logan Master Appliance. When service matters, call the masters.
As we head through the remainder of the evening hours, we'll watch these snow showers ending, perhaps a few flurries left over through midnight tonight. We'll have to watch out for a few areas of refreeze as temperatures are falling back through the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to The Anthony Grant Show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hansgen.
And welcome back here to Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun food, sports, and spirits. A great place to do your Christmas shopping, might I add, with Frickers gift cards. And also, they've got great deals on chicken chunks to take out, boneless wings, everything you need for your holiday parties. Make sure you stop by Frickers here, Woodman Drive, or any other locations here in the Miami Valley. But Woodman Drive, that's home of the Anthony Grant Show, Monday night, 7 to 8. We're talking Dayton basketball, a Flyers team that is off to a 4-2 start, coming off a trip to the Bahamas in which they beat Butler in game one, a narrow defeat then to number 4-ranked Virginia, followed up by yet another close loss to a very good Oklahoma team. Now it's 15th-ranked Mississippi State coming to the UD Arena on Friday night. So it's about as tough a stretch as you can imagine. You take the three games of the Bahamas, Mississippi State, a really improving Detroit Mercy team, and then you have to go to Auburn, a top 10 team. I know you're playing them one at the time, Coach, yeah. But nevertheless, that's a pretty good stretch of basketball.
It is. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think that's the understanding at Dayton, that we're going to play the best and we're going to try to put ourselves in position where we can compete against the best, from, you know, whether it's recruiting or whether it's on the court competing. You know, we feel like if we play to our potential, you know, we'll have a chance every night. So this will be a big one on Friday. Obviously, I know our fans will show up and show out, so we're excited about the opportunity. And, you know, our guys also have to do that thing called academics.
Yeah.
So they'll take care of that in the meantime. We got 2 weeks left in the semester and need to finish strong there as well. So, you know, there's a lot on their plate, but I think they're excited about the opportunities that lie ahead.
All right, Bud Light Mike available for the folks here at Frickers. Also, if people want to call in, they can do that, 457-1290, which Ron has done from Tip City. Ron,
yes.
Thanks for calling us tonight. You're on the Anthony Grant Show. Do you have a question for the coach?
Yeah, well, I've got a comment. First, Anthony, I think you're much farther along in your second year than a lot of people thought you'd be. You're doing a great job. As far as the tournament, I think you were 1 point guard short. If you'd had some more experience, you got 3 freshmen, you got 8 players, and you're playing against teams that are very good defense, I think you got a little bit tired on the last game. I just got back from a Jamaica tournament there, and I saw how tired the players get. They not only got to play, they've got to study, and those trips are really hard on the players. What's your comment on the fatigue?
Well, I appreciate it. And you know, obviously we realize that, you know, for us to become the team that we want to become, we have to be able to utilize all of our guys. And certainly, you know, your comment about, you know, our depth or depth at the point guard position, that's we've got to be able to develop some more depth there. Obviously, Dwayne Cohill has seen, you know, some time there. And you know, Jalen Crutcher, it does so many things for our team, from scoring to facilitating, that sometimes it's really hard to take them off the floor. So as a coach, I've got to be able to find different ways to utilize our depth and our bench. And as we go into the season, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to see more of that, because I do think we have a very capable bench. I think we've got some depth that we need to try to utilize to the best of our ability. But, you know, in tournaments like this, you know, when you play 3 games in 3 days, certainly fatigue is going to become a factor. But it's no different from the teams that we're playing. So, you know, for our guys, you know, for Obadiah Toppin and, and Dwayne Cohill and Jerry Matos. Those guys, it's their first time ever going through something like this. So it's a valuable experience. Some of the teams that we played, you're right, had more experience than us. You know, but the last thing that we're going to do is make excuses. You know, our guys understood what they signed up for, and we understand the opportunities that we have. And I think what you try to do is you try to learn from every experience and get better. And I think as the tournament wore on, you know, maybe it has something to do with our inability to connect with our shots in the third game. But I got to give Oklahoma credit, too, because they played three very tough games in 3 days as well. And their guys stepped up and were able to answer the bell. So that's just a part of the deal, and I think we'll be better for it.
All right. Hey, Ron, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. And we've got Tom taking advantage of the Bud Light mic. Step on up. You're on the Anthony Grant Show here at Frickers.
Gentlemen, Coach, you got a technical foul on
in a
Butler game. and we were led to believe that that game was played in the Grand Ballroom of the Atlantis Hotel. And my question is, are you sure that wasn't a maitre d' that called that on you? That was...
You know, you get emotional at times, and, you know, for me, it was just a matter of trying to fight for our guys. You know, there was Butler was a physical team, you know, and they had two really dynamic guys on the perimeter that could really score the ball, and our guys were fighting to try to get through screens and try to do the best job we could. And, you know, I felt like you know, there were some screening actions that were taking place that put our guys at a disadvantage, so needed to try to get their officials' attention. And I thought, you know, those guys, they got a tough job
sure.
to try to go out and officiate a game that physical and that highly contested. So I just felt like they had missed a couple and needed
sure.
to kind of see if we could fix that.
I had another question for you. A friend from Chicago asked me, you know, some of the pro teams, and this happens in baseball more often, maybe it does in football, they're using the computers. You know, is that coming more and more part of your coaching?
Well, I think in terms of...
you're talking about analytics, Tom?
Just
everything down?
Yeah, right.
Well, I think there's a few different things in terms of the technology that you use nowadays. We have a lot of different ways we analyze, whether it's, you know, the actions that we're running on the court, or the efficiency of our offense or our defense, or even the loads or the stress that our guys are getting from each practice and each game. So we do a lot of computer-generated information gathering to give us the best idea of what we need to do, whether it's day-to-day in practice, the loads that our guys are getting on a daily basis in practice, to optimize their preparation for when we play so that they're at their best to avoid injuries, or to have less stress on their bodies, or, you know, just what we're doing from a defensive standpoint, whether it be man, zone, underneath, out of bounds, transition, press, whatever it is, and then offensively the same thing. So a lot of what we're doing is certainly information that we gather and try to analyze and use to our advantage.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep. All right, thanks, Tom. Little story about that, as I can remember, a previous coach who had a previous strength coach come to him and say, hey, I've got this ability to put monitors on the guys that I can determine if they are getting overstressed during practice and that we can back off accordingly. And that coach was not interested at all until the strength coach says, and I can also determine if they're dogging it. And he said, okay, sign me up. All right. When it comes down to just playing basketball at the end of the day, and this Dayton Flyer team is playing some good basketball right now. They've got a chance to take care of academics this week, and then they've got a big home game coming out Friday. We'll talk more about that. But we also want to welcome to the Bud Light mic again, Sean. Thanks for stepping on up. Got a question for Coach.
Yeah, Coach, congratulations on a strong performance down there in the Bahamas.
Thank you.
did Flyer Nation proud.
Thank you.
Question. I know we've got all, you know, we've those games with Auburn and Mississippi State out of the SEC. Will we be seeing more series games maybe with the SEC or some of the other Power Five conferences?
Well, that's a great question. You know, on our end, we're always welcome to those type of games. And, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see how it plays out as we move forward, because what you have is a lot of the Power Five schools are moving to 20-game schedules in the conference. And, you know, with these multi-team events that go on, I'll be interested to see how much more difficult it becomes to get those games. But certainly, I think Darren Hurts on our staff and Neil, our athletic director, those guys do a great job of trying to put us in position where we can continue to play those type of series, you know, every year if we can. Certainly, you know, there's some opportunities out there that we want to explore every year. And obviously, next year we already know that we're going to be in Hawaii, right, which will be a great tournament for us. And then we've got some other things that we're working through in terms of what we can do with our non-conference schedule to make it as competitive as possible. But I think that's been a formula that has been used for a while, and I think Neil is as good as they get in terms of understanding just the analytics of trying to put a schedule together that puts you in the best position to have a chance at the end of the year should you take care of yourself.
Thanks a lot. Good luck against Mississippi State Friday.
Coach, the opportunity to play in an event like you just played in, the Battle for Atlantis, and then going to the Maui Invitational next year, and you know the schedule is filled out as far as those types of exempt events around the Thanksgiving holiday moving forward. How much of a factor is the fact that Dayton has shown itself well in that as far as performance on the court, and then also the way that, you know, the Flyer faithful shows up to support?
I think those two things are what it's all about. I think, obviously, Dayton's had a pretty good amount of success in terms of going there and being competitive on the court. And then our fans, they show up. You know, you guys travel. So that's huge. I know, you know, in Charleston last year, you know, I was blown away with the support that we got there. And same thing here this year in the Bahamas. I thought we had a great crowd, and they were loud. And I know the people that run these events, they're always giving us feedback in terms of how much they appreciate the way our fans come out to support us and the way our fans travel. So it means a lot, and I think those things will always have doors open to us, you know, in terms of being able to get in those quality events and to play against the competition we're playing against.
Yeah, I don't know the exact numbers, but we heard word from people that were putting on the event there in the Bahamas that Dayton not only sold more tickets than any other fan base for any of the eight teams, but may have actually sold more tickets than any team ever has in the history of the event.
That's awesome.
So,
that's awesome.
Hey, Flyer faithful, give yourself a hand.
Yes, thank you.
For what you did. All right, your work's just getting started because you got a big game coming up Friday night. You know why? It's the next game.
There you go.
We'll talk about it. It's the Anthony Grant Show. We're live at Frickers on Woodman Drive.
The Anthony Grant Show, live from Frickers on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:30. I'm Dave Daniels. Here are the three big things you need to know this hour. Sydney cops arrest a Dayton man after he reportedly robs a CVS pharmacy of narcotics. The president isn't happy at all that General Motors plans to slash thousands of jobs. In our top story, a major scare in downtown Dayton today after a suspicious package is found near the RTA hub.
Snow showers will end, but watching out for a few slick spots. I'm Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team traffic still looking good on your Miami Valley highways. We still have a couple of issues on the surface streets, though. That one they're cleaning up in the 4100 block of West 3rd Street, and an accident in the 2100 block of North Gettysburg Avenue in the city of Dayton. Our top story, if you just tuned in, all's back to normal now, but the downtown RTA hub in Dayton was shut down for about 2 hours today.
The evacuation meant no more buses pulling into this spot here between 3rd and 4th Street this morning for about 2 hours. And that's because just to the backside of the RTA property, a suspicious package was spotted about 15 feet there by the Air City garage.
WHIO's Mike Campbell. Police have not identified what was in the suitcase and have not identified the owner of the bag. It was detonated safely by the Dayton Bomb Squad. If you're driving this evening, keep an eye out for some potential slick spots.
The steady snowfall has ended for most of us, and what's left is a nice coating of snow on those grassy and elevated surfaces. Good news is the roads are just mainly wet, but we do have to watch them as we head through the night. Any roads left untreated could become slick, as temperatures will fall to the low 20s by tomorrow morning.
Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydags will have her exclusive WHIO forecast in just a few moments.
Reporting from our nation's capital, Jamie Dupree 2.0.
President Trump not happy with the announcement of layoffs at General Motors today.
With today's announcement by GM that it was closing down plants in Ohio and Michigan.
Well, we don't like it.
President Trump made clear he was not pleased. As the president said, he spoke with the GM CEO.
I was very tough. I spoke with her when I heard they were closing.
Democrats suggesting that the cuts mean tax cuts were not promoting job growth. Well, NASA successfully lands a probe on Mars today.
The team at the Jet Propulsion Lab in California saw years of work pay off when InSight safely landed on Mars.
Touchdown confirmed.
It's actually NASA's eighth successful Martian landing.
This never gets old.
No, it doesn't.
Now, InSight will be studying Martian geology.
Fox's Eben Brown, the three-legged, one-armed InSight will operate from the same spot for the next 2 years.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
Well, a Dayton man is arrested after cops say he robbed a CVS pharmacy in Sydney Monday afternoon. Cops say 21-year-old Kayvon Cochran passed a note to an employee demanding a list of drugs to be emptied out of a safe. They say he kept his hand in his coat pocket, leading employees to believe he might have a gun. Cochran was arrested with around $1,000 worth of oxycodone and hydrocodone when a police canine officer caught up with him about a block away from the store. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydags.
Watching snow showers wrapping up as we head through the next few hours, but roads are still left wet. May watch out for a few slick spots as we fall back into the 20s for tonight. By early tomorrow morning, we'll wake up right around 23 degrees, but wind chills are going to be in those teens. As we head throughout the day tomorrow, we keep the clouds in place. Perhaps a few flurries may return late day, still blustery and cold with highs in the upper 20s. I'm Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, still seeing a few snow showers around the Miami Valley this hour. It's 28 degrees in Piqua, 30 in Springfield, and 32 degrees in Dayton at 7:34. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Hi, it's Larry Hanskin. I didn't think that there was any possible way I could sleep better than I've been sleeping since I switched to MyPillow over 3 years ago, but guess what? The MyPillow mattress topper is making it even better. Yeah, the MyPillow mattress topper, just put it on your existing mattress, adjust the straps, and that's it. You're ready to enjoy the best sleep you've ever experienced. No pressure points to bother me on my hips, anything like that. Gosh, I slept so well, and I continue to do so night after night. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code WHIO. You'll get 30% off your MyPillow mattress topper and two free MyPillow Standard Premium pillows. Now, these are the same pillows that keep their shape all night long, stay cool all night long. They're machine washable and dryable, and every MyPillow mattress topper comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it's made in the USA. So go online, MyPillow.com, get your MyPillow mattress topper, and use the promo code WHIO.
You're listening to The Anthony Grant Show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back to the Anthony Grant Show, and welcome back to Frickers here on Woodman Drive, your home food, home of fun food, sports, and spirits, and also the Anthony Grant Show. Monday nights during the Flyer basketball season, as we'll be here until 8 o'clock talking about this young season, looking ahead towards a game coming up on Friday against 15th-ranked Mississippi State. Reflecting back on a week down in the Bahamas, in which the Flyers had a win over Butler, narrow losses to Virginia and Oklahoma, and all in all, a team that is a work in progress, but the progress is definitely moving forward. Bud Light Mike available for the folks here at Frickers. Wherever you are in Flyer Nation, you can call us at 457-1290. And right now, we do head out to the Bud Light Mike. Steve, step on up. You got a question for Coach.
Hey, Coach. One thing that people forget about are the players that you have on the team that are not playing on the team right now as far as active players. They are reserves, and they are held for next year. Those guys, I wonder what the impact they're having right now on the team that's presently going on as far as practice and what kind of pride they take in that, and how much of an effect do you think it's helped us this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's been tremendous. And you know, we've had them with us, Ibby Watson, Rodney Chapman, and Jordy Shimanga. Those guys have been really, really good. And obviously Frankie Policelli, who were redshirting this year. Those guys have been invaluable just in terms of, you know, really we get a chance to play against a really good team every day in practice with those guys on our scout team. And those guys take pride in making sure they're doing all they can to help prepare our guys for every game. I think it's been beneficial in a lot of different ways, from the competition that we get on a daily basis in practice to those guys acclimating to our system and style of play and preparing for the opportunity that they'll get in the future. But really excited about that group. I think they fit really well with our culture, with our identity. And they do a great job in terms of understanding the opportunity they have to help this current team be as good as they can be and fit in, you know, as best they can with not being able to travel to away games and those things and, you know, missing the game. But those guys do a great job on a daily basis for us.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it.
You know, if they can make the transition from sitting out the way Obi Toppin did, I mean, I think for Obi, the only change I saw in his demeanor, his outlook, his way he carried himself, which is what he wore on game days. That's the difference between last year and this year. He's still the same guy, the same teammate he was a year ago.
Yeah, no question. And I think the group that we have, like I said, I think, you know, all the things that we talk about in terms of our culture and our identity and style of play-wise, those guys are fitting really, really well. And they want to do everything they can to help this current team be as successful as possible as they prepare for their opportunity in the coming year.
If we're going to talk about guys that aren't playing now that will be impactful moving forward, we can now, since he's signed his letter of intent, talk about Mulai Sissoko, who you signed out of Georgia. What can you tell the fans about this guy?
Well, first of all, great young man. You know, he is 6'8", maybe 240, 250 pounds, solid, really athletic, tremendous rebounder. I think great finisher inside. They just had a tournament where they played some of the best teams in the country. Huntington Prep was one of the teams that they played, who's got an outstanding team. And, you know, we probably got five or six different people that watched their game telling us that, you know, he may have been one of the best players on the floor for what he was able to provide for him. So I think just his size and physicality alone, I think, will add another dimension to our team. So we feel real good about adding him to our team. And I think he's another guy, you know, that really fits in terms of our culture and our identity, and he's excited about being a Dayton Flyer. He can't wait to get here, and we're excited to have him.
I think you may have tipped your hand when the very first thing you said about him, I asked you, what can you tell us about him? You didn't say how big he was. You didn't say how he's playing. You said he's an outstanding young man.
Yes.
So perhaps that you have told our fans here and the people here tonight that that's maybe the number one thing you're looking for in a recruit.
That's really important. You know, I think culture trumps everything else, and when you can get that right, I think everything else kind of falls in place. Some of the, you know, obviously the talent and the fit in terms of what we do strategy-wise, that stuff you can evaluate and you can see, and sometimes you have to grow with that. But who you are from an identity and a culture standpoint, I think that's really important for what we're trying to build.
A big part of this culture right now, your three captains, Josh Cunningham is just a workhorse inside for you. Ryan Mikesell, that player who is so excited to have back something that he didn't have for a year. And Trey Landers has become almost a poster child for Dayton basketball. And I don't say that just because they've got a big poster of him at the Dayton airport. But really, I'm still the game against Virginia And if you folks didn't see it or listen to it, I mean, Trey literally competed from the opening tip in that he wasn't even going to concede the opening tip. I mean, he's diving for a ball, trying to knock a ball out of bounds on an opening tip when, you know, a lesser player would just say, oh, okay, yeah, you get the ball first and we'll go from there.
Yeah, you know, Trey is we talked about this before. I think last year he got a chance to really put his fingerprints or footprints on our program, and his identity is one where he leaves it all on the floor, and his personality is one that's contagious in terms of the way he competes, and I think that was on display this week in the Bahamas. And, you know, we've talked about this before in terms of the combination of his personality, you know, Ryan's grit and determination, and, you know, Josh, the way he competes and who he is. I think those three guys, we couldn't ask for a better three guys to be the captains of our team, because I think when you put them all together, what they bring, they just kind of bring everybody else with them and allows everybody else to follow and just kind of fall in place. So, you know, I feel real good about, you know, where those guys are. And, you know, for Ryan right now, you know, obviously coming off the double hip surgery and you know, injuring his ankle, and, you know, just the whole deal for him, just finding his rhythm again and getting back into the swing of things. I think this has been a good 6-game stretch for him, you know, just to kind of get himself going again. And, you know, Josh obviously missed the first 2 games, you know, so he's got 4 games under his belt with this season. So I think those guys have done a really good job in terms of the leadership and the example that they've set in terms of what we want to be about as a program.
Something Ryan has done a good job of in the first 6 games so far is something that, quite honestly, I was concerned about this team's ability to do in this season, and that's rebound the basketball. You have been a better rebounding team than I thought you would be.
Well, you know, we've been okay, and I think you know, for me, I look back at some opportunities that we had in the 2 games that we played that we lost, that we were a little bit better there. Maybe we get a different ending or a different opportunity, but I think we've improved in that area. Still an area for us that we need to get better, but certainly I think Ryan's done a really good job on the defensive side in terms of his willingness to go in there and put his nose in the middle of the fight, you know, and try to get rebounds. And Trey's done an outstanding job on the offensive end, going and keeping possessions alive for us. So I think it's an area that we can still move the needle a little bit, because we have some other guys I feel like can be a little bit better in that area for us that we're going to need as we move forward.
Now, the Dayton Flyers moving forward with a game coming up on Friday against Mississippi State. We'll be talking about that. Bud Light Mike available for the folks here at Frickers. And wherever you are in Flyer Nation, you give us a call at 457-1290 as we continue the Anthony Grant Show. We are live at Frickers on Woodman Drive.
The Anthony Grant Show, live from Frickers on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the 3 big things you need to know, the top stories we're following this hour. Sydney cops arrest a Dayton man after he reportedly robs a CVS pharmacy of narcotics. The president isn't happy that General Motors plans to slash thousands of jobs. And a major scare in downtown Dayton today after a suspicious package is found near the RTA hub. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
For more than 100 years, DP&L has powered the Miami Valley and has helped solve our community's needs. A strong partner and neighbor is who we are, and our legacy continues with the DP&L Gift of Power program. In partnership with the Salvation Army, DP&L is raising funds to assist local families with their heating bills due to unexpected financial hardship. To donate, go to dpnl.com/gift or respond to the envelope in your bill. With your gift, together, we can warm the homes and hearts of our neighbors.
At McAfee, we believe in supporting and reinvesting in our community. Through scholarships, local charities, and even on the sports fields, we're always working with you in mind. Any season, any time,
McAfee.
Now, gardening advice from Garden Talk's very own Mark Weber.
Hi, everybody. This is the Garden Talk Minute on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. My name's Mark Weber, and I will tell you what, one of the most critical things to do to your lawn is right now. You think, wow, this time of year? Yeah, this time of year. The most critical thing you can do to your lawn right now is feed it an application of high nitrogen. High nitrogen usually comes in the form of like 4600 or like a 36510. And this high dose of nitrogen will infuse into your lawn and most importantly will develop a very rich, thick lawn. And most importantly, give it the necessary carbohydrate storage going into the upcoming spring. So feed your lawn before you put your mower away for the season. By doing so now, you'll end up with a better lawn for this season as well as the seasons to come. This has been a Garden Talk Minute on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
As we head through the remainder of the evening hours, we'll watch these snow showers ending, perhaps a few flurries left over through midnight tonight. We'll have to watch out for a few areas of refreeze as temperatures are falling back through the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to The Anthony Grant Show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back here to Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits. A great place to do some of your holiday shopping with Frickers gift cards, and also a great place to cater your holiday party with some food here from Frickers. And folks here tonight enjoying a great meal and a few beverages. And we do this every Monday night, 7 to 8, if you're not here with us now. Well, come on out and join us next week. We'll find a place for you, although the seats do tend to fill up rather quick. That's another feather in the cap of the Flyer faithful. Dayton now 4-2, and game coming up at home on Friday against Mississippi State. Let's talk a little bit about the Bulldogs, a team that you faced last year on the road. Got down behind early due to a lot of turnovers in the second half, one of the amazing comebacks of the year, only to lose on a last-second shot. Personnel-wise, are we going to see a pretty similar team that you saw a year ago?
I think so. You know, I haven't really started the prep for them yet, but I think they've got maybe four or five guys, five starters back from last year's team. They've added some pretty talented pieces. Obviously, one of the top 15 ranked teams in the country. I think they're off to a pretty good start. I think they've only got one loss on the season. So, we'll have to be at our best, have to be on top of our game in terms of scouting report and the things that we need to do well to give us the best chance to win.
So they might be a team that would be similar to what you saw a year ago. But a year ago, down in Starksville, Jalen Crutcher was making his first ever collegiate start. How different is Dayton going to look to them than the last time they saw the Flyers?
Yeah, well, I think that if I'm not mistaken, I think we had Jalen, maybe Jordan Davis at the two, Trey and Josh. So four of the five guys that were on the floor obviously will be the same. But I think we've added some pieces, and I think the guys a year ago, physically and mentally, are a lot more mature. So I think it should be. A competitive game and should be one that'll be exciting for our fans to watch. I'm excited to be able to get the 15th ranked team in the country to be in our building here in this early part of the season, and excited for the competition. I think it'll be should be a great atmosphere, and we're looking forward to it.
Dayton fans have been able to watch your backcourt grow up in front of them as Jalen Crutcher and Jordan Davis have been side by side. You know, really starting with that Mississippi State game. Last year, they have started every game together since then. Jordan Davis, we joke about how quiet he is, but this is a guy that I think that, you know, he can shoot the ball. He's a really good shooter. But has he also learned how to impact games when the ball's not falling through the net?
You know what? That's the biggest compliment that you can make to me in terms of a player's growth, and I think that's been been evident, I think, in terms of his growth, not only from last year to this year, but, you know, really you saw the growth start to happen toward the middle of the year last year, and then you see him, even though he's still not the most outgoing person, but he's becoming even more you see him more of his personality show itself, you know, around his teammates, on the court. I think his growth on the defensive side of the ball, the things that we've challenged him to do from a defensive standpoint, he's embraced it and accepted it. And, you know, I think offensively, you know, his ability now to create off the dribble and attack the rim, along with his ability to shoot it. And obviously his numbers right now at this early point of the season in terms of his shooting is not where I think he can be and where he will be. But I've been really, really impressed with the improvement that he's shown and the way he's been able to impact the game on the defensive end. And even when his shots aren't falling, he's a guy that I think is just continuing to show himself in terms of his value to our team.
That's one of the things I like about this team here early on is that they contribute. They make plays to help win games. And case in point, in that Butler game, when Butler's trying to make that comeback at you late and he comes down on a fast break and makes a great decision with the ball to get you a bucket that just gave you that cushion you needed.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously we had a stretch there where Butler, I think, turned us over maybe three times in a row. You know, and when you have a young team, how you handle that. So, you know, we actually watched film today of some of those end-of-game situations, and, you know, it was great to see him go attack and, number one, make himself available to be a receiver to the ball and then to turn and attack and understand he had to have the presence of mind to be under control as he attacked and made a great play that was probably the difference. I think at that point it was maybe a three-possession game that he was able to stretch out, getting Josh an easy basket there.
What's this team doing well right now? Above anything else, what's this team doing well?
That's a great question. I feel like we're improving on the defensive end. I think we're competing at a high level, you know. And so when you can do those two things for us as a team, I think this team, I feel confident in our ability from an offensive standpoint to generate offense. So as long as we continue to grow defensively and continue to grow in terms of that competitive fire, that competitive confidence that you got to have to be a good team, you know, I think we'll continue to get better.
What's the flip side of that coin is what's the one thing that you want to address now more than anything to improve this basketball team moving forward and in the immediate future?
Well, I think we have to continue to make those strides defensively. And I think we have to still move the needle in terms of our efficiency on offense, in terms of taking care of the basketball, in terms of understanding the importance of the attention to detail that we have to have in terms of executing our actions and understanding what it is that we're trying to do from an offensive standpoint. So, we're a young team, and I look at it as, you know, for me, it's about how can we continue to get better. So through film, through the experiences we get with every game, and just try to learn and grow and take advantage of the time that we have on the practice court, just continue to grow and get better.
I know one way you can measure offensive efficiency is points per possession. And I go back to that Virginia game because I think you were like 1.38 points per possession against a Virginia team, and that was a better efficiency than any team had against Virginia in over a year.
Yeah.
I mean, that was getting it done.
It was, you know, and the downside to that is we had 11 turnovers in the first half, and some of those were shot clock violations and things of that nature. So the thing we talk about is we want to give ourselves an opportunity every possession to get a shot the shots that we want more than our number for us is, you know, 17% of our possessions. Like, you're not going to play a perfect game. So if we can just take care of the basketball 83% of the time, give ourselves a chance there, that we're going to have a chance to be really good offensively, just to get the get quality shots.
So. I talked to Ryan Mikesell last year when he was sitting and watching, and I said, what's the biggest thing you've learned just having to watch and not being able to play? And he said how valuable each possession yes. is. Because when you're a player, you know, you're up and down. And is that hard to really try to impress upon players just every possession, not just offensively, but defensively, yeah. is so valuable?
I think it is, because as a young player, you're worried about what's going on with you. You know, so it's like, okay, well, I only had one turnover. I only had two turnovers. Well, the guy next to you had one or two, and then the guy next to you had one or two, and they came on consecutive possessions. That's 2 to 3 points that you give up, and potentially that the other team has a chance to make. So a 4-point swing, a 6-point swing, things like that, and they kind of snowball on you. The same thing on the defensive end. You know, the defensive breakdowns or giving up second shots or things like that that can end up, you know, helping another team go on a run. And those type of things, I think, as you mature as a basketball player, you begin to understand the importance of them. And, you know, as Ryan mentioned, I thought, you know, for me at least, you know, seeing the maturity of a Trey Landers from a year ago of, you know, we just talked about Jordan Davis and guys that a year ago didn't understand that are beginning to understand the value and the importance of it, just with experience. So hopefully, you know, as we get more experience, we'll get better in those areas.
We talked about this right after the Oklahoma game, and I've had a lot of folks bring it up here tonight before we even began the show, and apparently it caught the attention of the ESPN announcers as well. I ran into folks, had nothing to do with Dayton basketball, in and around the Atlantis Resort, and they saw my Dayton stuff on, and their comment, you know, they said, hey, you guys got a nice team, all that. But the biggest thing that they said about Dayton basketball players was that they like each other. And how, I mean,
awesome.
All the things we talk about
yeah.
you wanting to work on moving forward, is that going to give you the foundation to accomplish that?
It is, you know, and that's great to hear that that other people can see that. Because, you know, obviously I'm around them every day, and you know, you're around them quite a bit, and you can see it, and we talk about it here. You know, this is a team that gets along well, and they're bought into each other. They're bought into what we're trying to build as a program. So it's great that other people can recognize and see that.
All right, so a big week ahead for the Flyers, who will be preparing for a game on Friday night against Mississippi State. The Bulldogs come in ranked 15th in the nation. They're playing tonight, I believe, and I can't remember who, against Alcorn State.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is they'll be 5-1 when they come to the arena Friday, but it matters not. They've got to face the Flyers, and that's their biggest hurdle. And it's a tip-off at 7 o'clock. We'll have coverage for you here on WHIO. Bucky and I will have the call. Pre-game activities will begin on Friday at 6, and then we're back here next Monday at Frickers. We'll talk about it again on the next edition of the Anthony Grant Show. On behalf of our engineer producer tonight, Javon Pippins, and the coach, Anthony Grant, I'm Larry Hands. Gonna have a great week, everyone, and go Flyers.
Go Flyers.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.